Pittsburgh Comic Podcast number 82. We took a little break last week, so that was my fault. But we're back, ready to talk about all sorts of stuff that's been going on lately. And joining me tonight here are...
Adam Russell.
Jeez, I had to point.
I know. I was waiting it out a little bit. I know.
Wait, do I wait?
Are you allowed to say your last name? He said his last name, everybody.
I always say my last name.
Okay.
Google. Megan.
Yeah.
Donnie.
And I'm Colin. Sorry. Did I say that?
Who are you?
I don't remember. I'm the guy who's always here, sadly.
You've forgotten how to podcast.
I don't think you ever
introduce yourself at the end. I think you always do.
I know. I thought I said it at the beginning, then I forgot because you threw me off.
The podcast is ruined.
It is. Should I restart? Yeah. No, we're going to forge ahead. We can do it. No editing needed. So
you're watching the Penguins game.
I just have the score tracker. Yeah, don't worry about it. I'm not watching anything. So, last week they announced DC canceled 4 books. Actually, Marvel canceled 2, now that I think about it.
Of Marvel Now? Oh, wait.
Not Marvel Now, no. Marvel Before.
And X-Men.
Marvel Previous. X-Men. I can't remember the names.
X-Men.
No, it was before that. I mean a different one. Gotcha. Okay, so DC canceled DC Comics Presents. Not a biggie. That was like an anthology book. Not too many people, I think, are going to be upset about that one, except the completists. The one that bummed me out was iVampire. I really liked that. That's been a good book. But the one thing I liked seeing was Fialkoff said, he was telling his whole story. He says he's known this for 4 months, that they were canceling, and they're letting him finish his story, which is one thing I do have to credit DC for doing. They do tend to do that. I don't want to say a lot, but I know I've heard a couple times, like when they canceled Northlanders, they gave him like 7 issues to finish up, and I'm like,
they probably wanted to finish the trade.
Yeah,
because if they left that incomplete,
are you pro DC again?
I'm honestly not pro anybody, but I'm going to try to be a little more Marvel friendly because I did have a new customer come in. He's like, boy, reading your website, you sure are anti Marvel. I'm like, I'm not, but I'm sorry I come across that way. I don't think you were necessarily being
anti Marvel. I think anything that was happening at the time, Marvel was kind of with their attitude on things. So
yeah, they were not friendly. What I don't. Then they also announced the cancellation of Saucer Country and Superman Family Adventures.
That just came out.
Is what it is.
Family Adventures.
Yeah, it's probably up to like 10 or 12. Well, apparently it's been doing well, but I'm not sure why. Why they're canceling it.
Maybe they're doing something else with their...
Copper's probably more valuable.
Their all-ages book.
Could be. Okay, and then the Marvel books that they're canceling are... Stop. Extreme X-Men and Age of Apocalypse. Which, neither of which are really doing that well. And it looks like they're ending them in a crossover with Astonishing X-Men, which
I'm surprised both of those books even came out, being that the other two that were part of that point one issue never even released.
Yeah. Well, you know, they have false starts. You know, we're getting Ultron War 2 years after it was completed.
Yeah, but we didn't get crazy ice and fire people.
No.
Brother and sister.
No, Astonishing is still going on, but the Age of Apocalypse, it's a big event between the three books.
Oh, the Age of... Yeah, that Age of Apocalypse, that wasn't...
No, I read the first one, I think, it's as far as I made it. Nova. I'm excited about Nova and Guardians of the Galaxy. Hey, Those are two books that have big histories.
No, that variant, what's his name? Not Paulo Rivera. Marco Smart. Cover for Nova is really cool.
I'm sure it's some crazy.
It's amazing. Thing,
you know, order more than you did of Avengers versus X-Men 12
you,
of Nova.
You should.
Well,
you
cared much for Galaxy stuff.
That's like, in order to have a Guardians of the Galaxy party, I have to order almost Avengers versus X-Men
levels.
Guardians
of the Galaxy.
Right, but
party.
To get it, I have to order that book at almost Avengers versus X-Men numbers. I'm like, no.
Yeah. Dress up as your favorite Guardians of the Galaxy character.
How many people are going to come in as a raccoon?
Yeah, we are. I already have my tree outfit, so.
There you go.
But, yeah, so we're passing.
You've always had a tree outfit, haven't you?
Well, yeah. It's for my everyday special.
Will there be a sad-looking cake again?
No, I'm giving up on cakes.
It's like...
It's been beaten into me that it is not to be.
Regardless of its looks, I ate a lot of it.
Well, I know. I mean, when you just buried your face in it, that was just rude. But.
It's written with, like, somebody's finger.
Yeah.
Guardians of the Galaxy. Then somebody licked it. Go on.
We're definitely not having cake now.
No cake.
Way to go. Yuck. Way to go, Adam.
said gross cake.
So, they, in, going, just news-wise, DC's had some writer shuffling. Birds of Prey, they decided to... Jim Zub, who does Skull Kickers, was supposed to take it over. And big announcements, everything with him, and all of a sudden they kind of went, oh, yeah, we're going to have the lady who's writing Sorcery take that one over now, because she's a lady.
How's that book doing?
Not great. So Birds of Prey isn't doing great, so combine them together, and it's not great.
It kind of sucks, because I like the variety of New 52, but a lot of people will sit there and they'll complain, oh, there's not enough variety. Oh, I have to read a Superman, Batman, and all this. But that seems to be all that people will get.
Yeah.
Like, they won't try new stories. And frankly, I don't think a lot of these stories that have new, like, different characters that you're not... I don't think they're bad. I don't think people give them enough of a try.
Right, but I think things like Animal Man and Swamp Thing never would have been this successful.
That's true, too. So I think... You have that opposite thing. Well, but they also have, like, you have Scott Snyder on that... Which probably
right?
Helps
oh, absolutely helped. Yes.
Animal Man, I'm actually more surprised about that than I am. Swamp
Yeah, we'll
Man.
See how Swamp Thing does now. With we're getting there. The new writer on that is Charles Soule, who I don't know. I know. I wish Matt was here only because I know he's read a couple things that he's done. I've never read anything by him, so hoping it's good.
But what's going on now is great.
Yes, yes. I'm looking forward to seeing how this wraps up. Were those last week? I think those might have been last week. What I liked about both those books was that it's been so bad, so, you know, despair, that in the last one they gave you some hope. There's a chance that they can win this, other than in the end of Swamp Thing having a really big negative. But
my biggest question in that story is what happened to Animal Man's daughter?
Yeah. Well, I mean, she's still in there.
We haven't really seen too much of her.
No, we haven't seen anything of her in the present. Flashbacks. Yeah, everything's just been flashbacks. So I don't know what's going on.
It's very similar to Flashpoint in a way. Alternate reality type story. They meet up with characters that have to take on different roles. I like the characters that they've been choosing for this. You know, you don't really look at it too much, but how many characters could be connected to the red or the green?
Yep.
Just a fun story.
Yeah, no, it's been fun. And, you know, when they bring in a Green Lantern, he's the plant-based Green Lantern, who actually does exist, so that was kind of neat.
Yeah. Were you surprised? Were you expecting that's who it was going to be? Because
I didn't remember
him existing, because...
No, I didn't. I don't know that much of
their
history.
He's one of those that kind of stands out, kind of like the squirrel. What's his name? That's the fly.
Yeah.
Is that Nort?
And he's,
or Chip?
He's with... he's Mogo's partner, remember?
Yeah.
But technically, isn't Mogo part of the Green? But he's dead.
He's dead.
Well, no, not necessarily. Green Lantern Corps right now. Supposedly, he's still alive, and it's up to Jon Stewart to collect the pieces.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
So, to rebuild Mogo.
Okay. And then the other new writer we have is James Tynion, he's been doing the backups in Batman. He's like another protege, like Kyle Higgins, I think, was, of Scott Snyder.
He does so Batman?
He's the backups for Batman.
He didn't do that awful.
No, the writing.
He didn't do that awful Two-Face story, did he?
No, that's Detective. But he's taken over Red Hood and the Outlaws.
Yeah, those backups weren't bad. I mean,
that's not bad.
I didn't care for the art, but the writing wasn't bad.
Yeah, so that's good. So let's see. We got that. That was good. Okay, so next on the agenda.
So wait, where's Scott Lobdell going?
Well, he's still doing Titans and something else.
Seems kind of odd they're taking him off of that. Yeah. I mean, he's got Superman.
Yeah, maybe, I don't know, maybe, you know, Snyder flexed his muscles and said,
I
want my buddy.
I heard that an editor got fired today.
Today?
DC.
Okay.
But they haven't got a name yet. It's rumored.
A nameless editor. Wow.
I read that on Bleeding Cool.
Okay.
So, who knows?
Fair enough. Okay, so keeping with the Batman theme, what's on the platter?
I think...
Basically, the end of every Batman book last week ended with a Joker holding a platter.
I told you already before the podcast.
Well, you're right. That was before the podcast. I said, wait. And you said, I can say this all over again.
I said...
Any conversation that happens prior to the podcast, you should pretend like didn't happen. And this is the first time we're hearing it.
I can tell the other people listening.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, no, that I mean that I talked about.
Can you repeat exactly what you said before?
Word for word.
What did I say? I think it's
you
just,
said you thought it was Spider-Man.
No, it's Meatloaf.
Oh, it's Meatloaf, okay.
It's not Meatloaf, the singer.
Right.
/ actor, I guess. Because he was in Fight Club, yeah. By the way.
What?
Yeah, Meatloaf was in Fight Club. But yeah, it's Meatloaf.
No, my theory, and this is strictly from a business point of view, is I thought, yeah, everybody, the standard is everybody is Alfred, which doesn't quite jive with the end of Batman. One, it's too obvious, and two, at the end of Batman, in the backup story, Joker showed what was ever under the platter to Penguin and Two-Face, and they both reacted, where I doubt they'd really know who Alfred is, unless it was his head, and they're just reacting to a head on a platter, but that really wouldn't be that crazy for the Joker.
Two-Face's exact words were, "You have to be kidding me."
Okay.
Well, I think that could be a reaction to a head, whether it was just...
No, not really. This is the Joker. They know the Joker. And I don't think they would say, like, "You gotta be kidding me. You cut off a head and put it on a platter." Like, it's unexpected.
I know. For everybody. It just seems so... Sometimes the most obvious answer is the correct answer.
But with Scott Snyder, I don't think he'd do that.
As long as Malcolm doesn't
cry. He's got this... I don't know. He has a twist at the end of everything.
Yeah. So
I just don't see it as being. I don't know. It doesn't seem like it's Alfred. And the only thing that I could think it was, if they wanted to be anybody, which I think it would shock people. I think if it was Gordon.
I think it's Thomas Wayne Jr.
But here's the thing: it has to be. I'm thinking it has to be something that was alive, because everything they've showed has had flies around it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's assumed that it's some person or some body part. I mean, what else would you put on a platter?
Yeah.
Maybe it's just a robin.
I've heard that, too, which is weird. But it could be just a bat.
True. Yeah, I was thinking about, when people were saying, you know, who dies, the one thought I had just from, like I said, from a business point of view would be Tim Drake, only because he doesn't fit. They can't seem to make him fit in with the Batman timeline. And they actually made him not a Robin when they went from the first issue of Titans to the trade. They edited some of the language. So I thought that would be an easy editorial out. I don't see that happening, but...
I see your point. I mean, you can see why. I don't know if they would... It seems like a lot to take it and end a story with, just because you're wanting to do that. It seems like a lot to write this strong, elaborate story to get rid of a character for that reason. That's the only reason why I think. Now, it could be because if anybody... there's a lot of characters that I can't see them killing off. A lot of these characters have their own books right now.
But he doesn't. Like, Teen Titans could probably function
Teen
without
Titans
him.
Does not. Insert
Damian into
that. Yeah, you could do that. The only thing that I can't say why... The only reason I can't see it being him is because they haven't really played him up as a character in the Bat family through New 52.
Right.
As much as they were prior to New 52.
Right.
It could be, but I just... The thing is, I guess I can mention this because... Yeah, Nick won't get upset if we mention Shortbox.
He doesn't listen.
But
he's too good for
me
us,
and Nick Borelli have put together kind of a theory on what it is that, and I don't know, I keep going back in this every time, especially in this last issue with the platter. I keep thinking, I don't know who it could be. Like, somebody has to be dead, or something has to be dead underneath that platter. But we, both of us have thought, by going through the solicits a little bit, which could be misleading us as well and throwing us off, that it's not necessarily a death, per se, in the family, as it's saying. It's or death of the family. It's more that the family is broken up, that it's an actual death of the meaning of their family. And, going through some of the characters of... why they could, the biggest thing that could happen to break up the Batman family is that somebody breaks one of Batman's rules and he ends it. And one of the biggest ones is he doesn't kill, which makes us think that he could be killing, they could kill off the Joker. Which I keep thinking they're going to, because I think they're going to try something else right now with, you know, you haven't really seen the Joker for, what, a year? And they bring him back, and there's so much that's happened to the Joker right now that he's totally just lost it, worse than he's ever been. And the question is, though, who is going to kill off the Joker? And if that's right, and that is who's going to die and who is going to break up the family. And I think what's going to happen is that Dick Grayson is going to kill him. I think if anybody kills that character, it would be him. And I think too many other things are too obvious. I think Alfred is just... it's too obvious to be Alfred, yeah. But... I mean, it would be an impact, I think. That's the two things you have to ask yourself. Is it going to be too obvious? Is it going to leave an impact? Because if this is going to be that big of a Scott Snyder story that he's writing, it has to shock people. But I think it can't be so obvious that it has to surprise people that they're going to say, well, that's not really what I was going to happen. So really, with his writing, I have no idea.
I feel like if they do kill him, though, they're going to use some cheapo way to bring him back later on and just say, oh, that wasn't him. He just had his face on.
They'll just attach his face on the person and it magically brings him back to life. The other thing is they've been playing a lot. But, you know, this the whole thing that I keep changing my mind on this theory is Gail Simone being let go, because she's been doing a lot with James Jr., which is a character that Scott Snyder was using in his Black Mirror story, that the fact is, what are they going to do with James Jr.? And they've been playing him up in the Batgirl series all the way. And a lot of people have, and I've read a lot, what if he's the new Joker? Because he is kind of, and that's what I want to see, what she's doing exactly.
Yeah, and what was the promise? What I forget exactly what happened in that last Batgirl.
He wanted to make sure that she
offered her up. Okay.
That the mother wasn't dead.
Okay.
But he's kind of the same way. He's kind of sick in the head. Just a little bit. I really like the Zero issue because it kind of explained a lot of his childhood.
That's what's kind of sad. Whenever there's a couple issues where she's not writing, I don't know if that's when they planned on her quitting or what, but they have someone else doing...
That was a planned fill-in.
That's the weird thing. So that's why I keep going back in that theory and saying, no, they can't do that, because why would they get rid of the writer who's going to write, who's planning this huge, you know, turnaround? I don't know. Like, I'm actually kind of at a loss, because I can't wait for this next issue just to see what it is.
Has anyone thrown out Stephanie Brown yet?
A lot of people think that Stephanie Brown under that. That's a spoiler, though. Yes. Get it? Mm-hmm. Spoiler.
Well, she can't be Batgirl, so.
She was. I think she should come back as a villain and she'll be like, you know, you took Batgirl away from me. Mm-hmm. I was Batgirl. Anything I try to become, I can't. Well, I want to see, I've been talking about this since New 52, all the characters that New 52 took away, I want to see them come back, that they're lost on like some sort of, on the old universe, to bring in these characters, because we might
They're behind a wall, they just need Superboy to punch it to let them out. Okay.
Well, we might be seeing more with Grant Morrison with his
multiversity. Yeah.
And I have a feeling most likely that'll be in Earth. And they'll be there. I find it kind of odd that they're even doing anything with the multiverse, because it seems like that was kind of the problem they were trying to get away from, that the multiverse was just too big for them
to make a lot of sense. Yeah.
And now they're starting to bring that idea back. And who else to put on it but Grant Morrison? I think he could turn it into... not to say that Grant Morrison... I love Grant Morrison's writing, but he'd be the one that complexes back up again.
I'm wondering how long it's until they throw in more New Gods, too, after all that Wonder Woman stuff.
Yeah, and that's the other thing. You know, you have a lot of that, so I have no idea. But, another story we haven't seen in New 52 yet that they've been talking about, but it just seems like it's taken a while. But, you know, it's the same as Blackest Night, is that Trinity War.
Yeah, I hear that keeps getting pushed back because they don't know who wants to be in it and stuff like that.
And now with Justice League, what they're doing and they're talking about. I think really their big thing right now and throughout this new year, it's going to be there's going to be a lot going on in Justice League. I think that's what Justice League has been staying around, Justice League. Well, they have to have a Justice League book. That's just one of those things they have to have. But it wasn't doing as well as they expected.
Yeah.
It was supposed to make more of an impact than it did. And they've had the reason why they haven't done anything with it, like the writer's still the same, I think mainly is because there's more plan to this, you know, with him. Justice League of America was already a plan when they started New 52, I think. It seems like it's such a simple idea that they've done so many times, where you have the real Justice League, but America puts in charge this other Justice League because they're better, but guess what? They don't have the same morals as the original Justice League. But did you get all the covers for that book?
No.
Here you get all of them in and sell them for the... How much is the... It's 150?
I forget what the big one is. Yeah, something like that.
What about Pennsylvania? Did you get it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. You know nobody's
about it. I ordered Pennsylvania. I ordered a couple extra Pennsylvania and West Virginia.
Okay, people will buy it.
Yeah.
I think somebody... I'm not.
Yeah.
I want... You know, I was looking at that...
somebody will.
There's your vote of confidence.
I'm not doing it. The American flag looks so weird on that cover because it's inserted in.
Right. Now, that hopefully... My hope is that they're going to fix it.
Yeah.
And, you know, instead of just a quick Photoshop that will get something little bit... You know, they certainly have time to make it better.
I wish it was more waving, you know. Yeah. It just looks flat.
Yeah.
You know, and it's... But I do. I'm interested in that book, so...
Well, did you read Justice League this week?
Yes.
Okay.
I have
read there's that. A reason to be interested in it. We'll see. The book, I think, has just really been very flat so far. The first story arc just seemed to take forever, even though it was only like 5 or 6 issues, but didn't go anywhere. The second one was just plain confusing.
I feel like they should have, if they were going to do something with it, they should have done something with it. And I think they had a plan. I think, truthfully, I think this has been a plan that they've had since New 52 started. I think they knew that they were going to bring out a book called Justice League of America or something similar.
Well, it's like they set up Steve Trevor as the liaison, but he never really was. Because, the first story was in the past.
Well, supposedly...
Then the next one was present, but he was already kind of dismissed. He broke up with Wonder Woman, and that didn't last very long at all.
Supposedly, they said it... I think what they were trying to do was... Well, then they... Isn't he leading the Justice League of America?
Yeah.
He's there.
You're right. So, but I'm just saying there wasn't much buildup as him.
No, nothing really. So, I don't know what... And that takes me back to, if they were going to do something with it, do it. You know? Why wait this long to tell this story? I think they're setting us up on some sort of big idea that with this new Trinity War story. Or, I'm sorry, not Trinity War. It's, what is the one going on right now?
Jeez, Adam.
The Throne of Atlantis?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think they're setting it up that the Justice League, you know, kind of failed them. And that's why they're... It seems like he's telling a story, though, that I've seen... So many times, though, that it's almost becoming predictable. And I can't say for sure that it is predictable because I haven't seen it. But I feel like what's going to happen is that the country isn't going to have the same faith in the Justice League as they did because of this wave that the Atlanteans attacked us with. So they're going to set up a new team of Justice League people that run, you know, work for the country. And it's going to be a team that doesn't have the same morals, as I was saying before, as the real Justice League.
Do you like that so far? The Atlantis?
I like the Atlantis story.
I think it's
pretty good.
Frankly,
because I like what Jeff
Johns was doing.
This one was okay. It was a little...
I think it was more filler to get somewhere.
Yeah, last one, so much happened and not as much happened this one.
And which happened with Batman,
the backup was good, too.
Yeah, and then the backup story was good. So everything seems to be tying into that book because... Even the backups. I like what DC is doing with the backups. They seem to always tie in eventually to the stories. Even with the...
Well, the Batman, definitely.
Well, Phantom Stranger, I thought was
funny. I'm behind on that one.
Phantom Stranger tied into a backup story of All-Star Western, which I thought was funny. Because he went up against... Well, I guess Phantom Stranger teams up with... what's his name? 13.
Doctor...
Is that what his name is? Dr. 13? Or Terrence 13? Mm-hmm. Terry 13 or whatever? And the backup story for All-Star Western was his ancestor, Terrence 13.
Okay.
And so little things have been like fitting in. I liked how they did that. No, you can't have that. It's the same 13. But I don't know. I mean, I think his idea seems really predictable because they kind of did something like that with the Justice League Unlimited cartoon where they set up their own Justice League. The government does. It's led by Amanda, or what's her name? Walker?
Waller.
Amanda Waller. And, you know, and then the Justice League finally comes back. Well, that's what they did with Batman Superman. And Public Enemies, and when Lex Luthor becomes president and stuff like that. But it's the same feel, you know. They're setting up a team like this. And
I wonder if I got this or not once he said 13.
Oh, okay. Like all of a sudden Donnie just wandered off, you know. It's like we said something, we made him mad, made it happen.
Well, he asked us if we liked the story, and we said yes, and it offended
him. Right, fair enough.
But yeah.
Well, the other thing I wanted to talk about was Marvel Now, and I'm shocked.
You want to talk about it now?
Yes, I want to talk about it now. I'm surprised. It's really surprising me how good it's been. Because I'll be honest, when it first was announced, I was kind of, you know, wondered why. Why are they doing this?
Are you trying to just get your Marvel people back on?
No. I have been very surprised by the quality of the books. All New X-Men was one that I just... The idea seemed dumb. They're going back bringing the young X-Men from the past. But that's been really... especially Ben. I was kind of burned out on Bendis. Enough was enough.
You know, I think that's why I gave All New X-Men. I didn't want to like it because Bendis was on it.
Right.
I've just been kind of disappointed with what Bendis was doing with Avengers. And I picked up this book. I was just like, well, I'm gonna give it a shot because I always give something a shot before I'm gonna judge it. If I didn't read it, I'm not gonna judge it. And I was surprised.
So you don't go on the internet because everybody on the internet, well, I'm not reading it, but it's stupid.
Yeah, I don't do that. But I gave this book this one. Yeah, I know.
I have ears.
But
we know, and if you listen to this again, you'll hear it.
Did you get it, Donnie?
It seemed like such a weird idea. Time travel and, you know...
Yeah.
Going
but
back, getting X-Men.
It's working.
It seems interesting. I want to see
maybe
what
everybody just
wants
their Jean Grey back. And that's...
you know what I think he's doing a good job of, too? Weaving together his other X-Men stories into this. You're going to see more of Uncanny X-Men.
Okay, yeah.
Or you're going to see, you know, many sides of this... this problem that's going on. I think he's also brought X-Men back to a point... where they seem like a threat again. Mutants.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're you know, it seems like they're threatened, you know. So I just like the idea of what he's doing with it. It seems so far it's been fun. Actually, it's one of my favorite Marvel books right now.
I agree.
What's the kind of idea that Uncanny X-Men is going to follow? Are they going to be bad?
Basically, yeah, I think it's going to be Scott's group.
I don't think they're going to be bad. I think they're going to... This is his thought... But, you know, I'm the person that says I can't believe that Magneto's really a bad guy, you know, because he's just, he has his thoughts of how things are supposed to be and his beliefs. And then you have Xavier's beliefs, which is the same right now between Wolverine and Cyclops. This is going to be that group that is kind of like the Brotherhood. And he needs to be more forceful with humans and stuff like that. Not as forceful, I think, as Magneto. But that's kind of the group. And what's funny about it is just... It's this subtle debate or a fight that's going on between Cyclops and Wolverine. That it's not a fist fight. It's more just they keep messing with each other because... Wolverine opens a school. He calls it the Jean Grey School, which is a kick in the face to Scott. Scott not only starts a school and calls it the Xavier Institute or whatever he calls it, but...
Does it at Weapon X.
It's Weapon X. Yeah. Of all places that they could open that up.
What was that in?
All New X-Men.
Oh, okay. I didn't get that.
And he's collecting mutants as well. Now, basically what both stories are, well, all new X-Men is mainly right now dealing with the time travel, old X-Men coming back in the past, including Cyclops. This story is basically about, I think, and I haven't read it yet because it's not out, but that Scott and his group are kind of like how the old X-Men went to go look for mutants. What they're looking for is the mutants that have just started appearing because of what happened with AVX. So that's what you're kind of seeing in this. Now, X-Men, I don't know what they're doing with X-Men. Because
yeah, that's the old woman team. That's weird. Just, yeah.
I just don't know where it came from. It's right. Not a problem that it's there, but why is it there is the question.
Because girls are awesome.
Well, but you still have to have a reason for that.
Do you?
No, I mean for the
feminist
book.
Movement? Maybe.
No, the book, the idea of the book. Why would... What reason do they have right now of starting an all-women's team? Maybe they're going to explain that to us.
Maybe.
You got to have some sort of reason behind it. It's almost like if they started...
A big push in female interest in comics, and it's one way to help readers who are female, who may feel intimidated by all male casts, to actually get into comics.
That's the business way, yes. That's the marketing.
I can't imagine there's that many females interested.
Really? Because you must have just watched that episode of The Big Bang Theory that said that...
That was funny.
It said the comics were stupid?
Yeah.
No, but I mean, let's be realistic. How many girls do you see come in here?
Actually, I mean, obviously not as many as men, but that's the idea. That's the thought process that keeps women away from comics, is that it is a male-dominated world. When it's not, actually...
I think she's basically trying to say, if you build it, they will come. Hmm. If you have something out there...
Red She-Hulk didn't draw, man.
Towards...
Well, there are things out there, though.
Yeah.
Other than this. But
having that type of story is... Well, at least you have something out there for people...
Yeah, I just think if they're gonna like it, it's not gonna be because here's an all girl.
My issue is story. How does this fit in to have an all women's team for the story? Where did that come from?
A lot of cooking and cleaning and laundry.
That's okay.
Would you like the rebuttal?
All I would like to say is that I'm going to state it right now that I had nothing to do with the slashing of your tires later. Absolutely nothing.
Come on, you have to have
your weak wrist couldn't slash those tires. You need a man's wrist to slash those tires.
I had another wording for that I thought you were going to use, but you didn't.
Oh, well, as long as it's insulting, I'm open to it.
I'm just too close to her right
now. You just don't want your tires.
He's within punching distance.
I like, my tires are new, so I'll,
okay. I'm looking, just looking at all the Now books on the wall here. A plus X, I read the first one, I haven't read any left after that. So.
Is that a Marvel Now book?
It is, technically it is, because it's Now. Avengers was really good, and it did not do what I feared it would do. Like, after the first one, I was just like, holy cow, this is a big story. Well, it actually pretty much wrapped up in issue 3. So, I'm sure there's a lot more to come from it, but nice little short arc, introducing some neat concepts, and some, the big character in that was one you haven't seen in a long time, so.
Nice of Uncanny Avengers to come to the party.
Yeah, they showed up, you
Jarvis?
Know. Yeah. Not going to give it away. Captain America...
I can't say necessarily that it's a bad story, because it isn't. It's an interesting...
I haven't read number 3 yet.
I understand what they're doing with it. I just... First of all, I think one issue with Captain America is that this book came out after Ed Brubaker wrote it, and he did a great job writing Captain America. And I think Captain America is one of the hardest characters that you could possibly write about, being that he is older. You know,
it is my problem.
His biggest villains were Nazis.
Yeah, but reading this, I'm going, this is Cable.
Yeah.
This was the Cable story for 2 years.
That's what it feels like.
And why are we reading this again? So, that one hasn't grabbed me. Cable and X-Force, actually, I'm out of. And sold much better than I thought. I still haven't read number 2 yet. Or 3. I think we're through 3.
Yeah.
You read 1?
Yeah,
three,
I read 1.
And then you read 2.
I read 1. That's as far as I got.
You might as well. I wouldn't mess you up too
waiting
much.
For second prints now. Deadpool's been selling out. Fantastic Four is doing okay, but it's pretty much settled right back into Fantastic Four numbers. FF. I don't. I've enjoyed it, but
it's fun. It's a lot of fun.
I think the art's the best part.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Let's see. Hulk has been fantastic.
You just have to have dupe.
It's been indestructible. But no, Hulk is really good. I just read number 3 this morning. That's been a real big surprise. He does. He smashes that little robot guy on the cover.
That's good.
Iron Man, I didn't like the first one, so I haven't kept going with it, so I can't vouch for that one. And I had no problem with the story. I didn't like the art.
Just get someone else to draw it.
Yeah.
How do you feel about New Avengers? I liked it.
I haven't read number 2 yet. Number 1 was okay. I'm not a huge Black Panther guy, so that one didn't totally grab me.
How do you feel about
me.
The Illuminati? When they came out, I was kind of interested, because I said it's interesting that they have some sort of secret group. My only issue with the Illuminati is that their main task is to hide the Infinity Gems, and they're not very good at it.
No. Yeah. No.
Especially that one of them is dead.
Unless he took it to the grave.
Yeah, where's his... Well, here's the thing about the Infinity Gems are, if you have the majority of them, you can find the other.
Right. No. Well, we learned that from the Hood.
Yeah.
Thor has been very good in selling really... Everything has been selling really, really well, except for X-Men Legacy.
Thunderbolts,
I never read. Well, no, I read 2. I don't think... I never read 3.
Did you read 1?
I read 1.
Oh.
But yeah, it's selling really well that I'm out of 2 and 3 already. Uncanny Avengers decided to show up this week, which was nice of it.
It's good, but odd.
Very odd.
That's...
And number 3 was very,
which
very
isn't a bad
odd.
Thing.
Yeah, very, very odd. Uncanny X-Force number 1 was odd as well. Just it's a weird team. And especially when they say, oh yeah, it's going to be Spiral and Psylocke and Storm and Puck. It's like, okay.
Puck?
But in the entire first issue, Psylocke is trying to kill Spiral. So, and then Bishop shows up, and then you got a really creepy moment with Phantom X and Phantom Sexy. So, what?
I just have to.
If you had to take a guess, if you had to take a guess at whichever one would get canned first, obviously you'd probably say X-Men
Legacy, because I actually just checked. I sold 6 copies of the last issue, which is not very good when you started at 50. That would be my only vote right now. Just it's not selling at all. And now it's funny, Matt was saying it's getting a lot better. I'm like, well, that's great, but when you come out of the gate with a thud.
Yeah. How the Wolverine do?
Well, but I wonder if that's more Cho, people wanting to buy Cho's art. I did hear that it's a really bizarre story. And the Wolverine's barely even in it. So, I don't know what to make of that. I think here comes Mr. Pinto.
You think here comes Mr. Pinto?
I know here. He just pulled in.
Oh.
One thing that Marvel's doing that's driving me nuts is... I just saw, I think it was today, a preview for Uncanny X-Men number 2. I'm like, wait a minute, guys. You can't be previewing number 2 before number 1 comes out. It makes no sense. We're just talking about Marvel Now. And I know you're a big Marvel Now.
That seems kind of negative, Colin.
No! What? What's negative?
Things don't make sense? What?
No, I'm just saying, don't give me a preview of number 2. Let's focus on number 1 right now.
Can't you just read number 2 and be happy?
No, well, I mean, it's a preview of number 2. No. It's crazy.
Oh, okay.
So we've already talked about Batman, so you're out there. Who do you think, what do you think's on the platter?
I've spent 0 seconds thinking about it. I just read the issue and didn't even think about it and moved on to the next issue.
You know, it could still be Meatloaf.
It could be Meatloaf.
Because flies would be attractive to Meatloaf.
I really don't think anybody big is going to be dead or anything big is going to happen. I just think it's going to be...
What if it's Bruce Wayne Jr.?
You mean the guy? What are you talking about, Bruce Wayne
Jr.? He just
Jr.?
Made somebody.
Oh, I was like, wait a second.
No, isn't there Bruce Wayne Jr.? Wasn't that the big twist of the first story arc?
Thomas Wayne Jr.
Thomas Wayne Jr.
I was like, wait a second. Bruce Wayne Jr.
Okay, you're right. I'm sorry.
And you call yourself a comic book
You're right. I'm sorry.
No, I don't think it's going to be. I don't know. I don't think it's going to be Alfred. I don't think it's going to be.
Wouldn't it be funny if everybody just ate and went home?
Joker seems to be completely out there. He seems completely crazy.
And
right
they
now.
All got food poisoning. Joker's like, I'm never throwing a party.
Whole family spends the next month on the can.
That's why they brought Alfred, and he was just like, I had to make food under these conditions. But I'm an asylum, not a restaurant. I only cook for one person.
Damn it, Bruce. I'm a butler, not a chef.
Greg Capullo did tweet something out like 3 hours ago saying, big news coming. And then he hasn't said anything since then. Uh-oh. So I don't know.
Be patient. It's been 3 hours.
Well, he said coming soon.
Is this in the internet
then he
world,
tweeted more.
We say soon, we mean soon, not later.
I mean, like how many hours?
Yes.
That's not soon anymore. You say next week if you mean next week.
Yeah.
Soon is like hours. In this world, next week is an eternity away.
My favorite announcement that's been out on that, well, it hasn't been really been tweeted, but Dan Slott was interviewed by MTV after Superior Spider-Man, and we all know who Superior Spider-Man is by now. It's Doc Ock.
Oh, spoiler alert. Who's under the
oh wait, I did that in the wrong order. Supposedly he says, oh, he made a joke about it being Miguel. What's his name? Miguel O'Hara, and. He's like, you know, that's Spider-Man 2099. And he's like, oh, I made a joke about it. It was awful. But he says, Superior Spider-Man is Miguel O'Hara. And that's all he leaves it at. So I don't know what that means exactly. But supposedly, I just don't see this whole Doc Ock thing lasting as long as a year.
No, I don't see it lasting that long. But, especially if you read Daredevil last week.
Yeah.
It kind of shows that Daredevil knew something was up.
I think, and supposedly he meets up with Wolverine. I think it's an Avenging Spider-Man.
Everybody meets up with Wolverine in the Marvel Universe.
Well, I think Wolverine would figure it out somehow.
Wouldn't he smell different to Wolverine?
Well, he wouldn't, because he's Peter Parker. See, that's the only thing. That's why Daredevil can't figure it out. He knows that something's right, because I think it was the voice patterns match, but it wasn't the same. Like,
I thought it was the heart rate.
Might be, yeah.
I'd have to look at it again.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
It was a good story, though, the Daredevil story that they had. Especially they did something. I don't know what Mark Wade is doing exactly, but he's taking the most obscure characters, and he's making them interesting. Like The Spot, and then he has Stiltman, who could be the most uninteresting character at all. And
I'm not interested at all in what you're saying right now.
He brought it back, and it worked. I just love it. He was fighting. He fights Stiltman. And him and Avenging Spider-Man, or I'm sorry, Superior Spider-Man were fighting him. And Daredevil says, well, all of his power is in his arms. And then he punches him and his arms just go like that, or in his legs, he says. And his arms kick out. And turns out he stole Doc Ock technology and stuff like that. But I was like, still, he makes them interesting. I think that's what Daredevil has done as well as... it's doing right now.
It was weird with the cancer thing too, that they might have a down to earth kind of, like, no villains or anything.
Yeah,
like that.
That I thought that was, well, I think you need to have that sometimes in Daredevil, because it's the same with Spider-Man. He has to have something, has to bring Spider-Man down. And I kind of saw this whole thing with Doc Ock happening, like that it was going, something was going to happen. I didn't know what it was going to be, but Peter Parker was just too high up. Everything was working out for him. That doesn't happen unless he's going to fall. Like, and that's the same with Daredevil. Something has to bring Daredevil back down. And that's why I think I kind of like the relationship between Spider-Man and Daredevil whenever they team up. Because they're very similar characters.
Doesn't it?
But, yeah. But I don't know what that means with Dan Slott, but he's insane. So we might see more out of Superior Spider-Man. I just don't understand why they changed the name of a book and just have a story last maybe 6 months with an idea. They have to have something more
to make you think it's really changing.
I feel like they're just going to keep changing Spider-Man on us until he finally gets back to his body.
So it's going to be the,
will they count?
So from Superior, it's going to go to Sandman Spider-Man.
I wonder.
Paste Pot Pete Spider-Man.
Paste Pot Pete. I don't think we need a Trapster Spider-Man. He was in that, though, wasn't he?
Yep.
Yeah.
Peter was trying to mind swap with him.
Paste Pot Pete. He even mentioned his name was Paste Pot Pete, didn't he?
Strikes fear into the hearts of everyone.
Paste Pot Pete. Kangaroo. No, Kangaroo's dead.
Put Normie in the suit.
There you go. We haven't seen Normie.
Well, here's the thing where I think it's going to lead to. I think it's going to lead to Norman Osborn. I don't think he's going to be Spider-Man. Well, he could be. I don't know. But
where is Norman?
Well, he was in the hospital when he left.
But not anymore.
And he just disappeared.
But has Norman been in Spider-Man?
No. And the reason for
that book was, has he been in?
He was big throughout the Siege. And everything.
Yeah, well, Siege was like, what? Siege Dark was Avengers. Like four events ago.
Well, that's the thing. He was hit with...
Avengers was the last thing I seen him in.
Well, he tried to take all the Avengers' powers, and then he went into like some sort of coma. And as Colin says it, he broke in half.
But, yeah, he... Well,
basically, he was in a coma.
It was one of the Spider-Man issues, wasn't it? Where all of a sudden they showed his bed and he wasn't there.
Yeah, and that was where
so
we
just know he's missing.
Right.
Now that's the last we heard.
He's escaped.
He's just out somewhere. Yes. Nobody knows where he is. Because he hasn't been in any Now books, as far as I know.
No.
But this wasn't very long ago. This was like... this was very...
Right, a couple of...
This is the Hobgoblin series.
Yeah, like 696.
Yeah. So, something... the reason why we haven't seen him in Spider-Man, though... besides some Dan Slott stories, was he was taken. Like, basically, he was on reserve for Marvel to use for whatever they needed.
But he's not part of Dark Avengers?
No.
Okay.
I don't even understand what the point of Dark Avengers is if they have Thunderbolts, but...
Selling you two books instead of one.
that's it.
And shipping them twice monthly. That's four extra books.
Yeah.
But it's really three extra books, because you want to get one. You want one. One's fair.
Fine, you got me there. Okay.
But they... that's basically, I think Dan Slott wants to write, supposedly that's what they said a long time ago, he wants to write a Norman Osborn character story, but he can't because he was on hold for Marvel to do whatever they wanted to do with him for Siege and all of that.
But Wolverine does eight different things at a time, so I can't Norman Osborn, I mean, what's the difference?
So, I think
Wolverine's in every continuity of every story.
Are you saying the two Wolverine titles coming out this month aren't necessary?
Well, he just died in Uncanny Avengers. Sorry, spoilers.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Well, the third one?
Exploded.
It just came out today, Colin.
I know, I spoiled it. I'm sorry.
But if you kill Wolverine, doesn't that, like, cancel, like, 10 books?
Well, it does.
It's just the end.
Savage Wolverine, whatever the new one is.
Wolverine, Party Time Wolverine.
Wolverine and the X-Men.
Well, yeah.
And Wolverine and the X-Men ending.
Wolverine and the Super Babies. That's a good book.
Yeah, I
She-Wolverine. Red She-Wolverine.
Earth 2 Wolverine.
No.
Oh, no, that's wrong.
Super Savage. Wolverine. Oh, no, they have a
Space
Savage.
Wolverine.
Yep.
I could read that. That sounds actually good, unlike Space Punisher. I can see Punisher. You saw Wolverine was in space, and Wolverine in the X-Men. It was funny, because he went to space. He went to the casino. He was trying to win money, he gets beat up, and then he loses his ability of his legs and becomes Xavier. It's funny when people become, you know.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Crippling
That's Wolverine and the X-Men. That's a good book.
It's funny, can't you tell?
It is a fun book. It has Dupe in it. Any book that has Dupe in it is a good book.
I don't like Dupe. Wasn't Dupe dead?
Who
didn't they kill
like Dupe?
Dupe?
No, Dupe's not.
Who'd they kill?
I don't think you can kill Dupe.
They killed somebody.
They didn't kill him. It was Brood.
Brood.
They shot
Brood.
Him in the head, but he's okay.
But he's okay. Yeah, he took a headshot.
As most people do recover from headshots.
Carl did.
Well, if you're a Brood.
Yeah.
Carl
actually, lost half his freaking face.
That's not a spoiler. That's been a long time.
Brood, yeah. I knew
but
about
it. It wasn't like a headshot. It was an eye graze.
Your eye is in your head.
there's at least this much.
You know, your brain is right here.
Pretty sure your brain's in your whole head.
Your brain's like...
Yeah. Well, not your whole head,
right.
There's no brain.
Just maybe
here.
On some motor skills.
But it's a lot of your head.
There's a brain stem down.
Yeah, you're right.
Region.
There's part of it down there.
There's a lot of connectivity. You don't really want to...
And they don't really have the medical technology available in that book that they do in real
world. But this is an alien we're talking about. It's a brute.
No, and Carl.
Oh, yeah.
In Carl.
And Carl's
an alien?
Carl.
In Carl.
Here's my theory behind Carl.
It's a spinoff. Yeah.
I think this is all in Carl's head. I think he's kind
of
like...
He's an autistic boy, son of a doctor. Oh,
what am I thinking of? Basically, Carl...
Carl and Wolverine and
he is dreaming all
Where's
of this.
Carl,
this is
Carl?
Have you ever
Walking
noticed
dead.
That Carl can do whatever
oh, the kid
he wants?
I'm like,
nothing
how
happens
to
him. Everybody else can get killed, but Carl is fine.
Carl's
he just ends up cool with
die.
An eye patch and a crazy hat.
Well, now we don't know what's going to happen to him.
I hope he gets a parrot.
Right
that
now.
Would be cool.
I doubt
it. The guy cuts off his foot. He gets a parrot and he walks around.
I think he could get a parrot. I mean, something big's gonna happen. I don't want them just to kill characters off. But if they killed Carl, if they killed Carl off from 105 to 106 or 104 to 105, whatever we're in, what are we in? 106.
Right.
106. Yeah.
If they killed him off and with no build up, no spoilers, nothing like they said 100, you won't believe what happens. It was all this build up. If it's just like issue 107 happens.
Well, there's build up for 107 right now.
Oh, yeah. He's dead.
No, I don't know.
I don't think
he's
dead.
He's something. It was very much like a platter. Like, there's something here, but I can't show you till the next issue.
Oh, Carl's on the Joker's platter.
Wait till you see what I did to your kid. Yeah. I mean,
it's very much like, here's a silver platter with Carl's.
What if he did something nice for him?
Did his hair nice?
But what if he like repaired his face somehow?
He gave him a robot eye.
Has he shoved a flashlight in there?
I don't know. I'm more looking forward to Walking Dead 107 than Batman 17.
They're like, we will fix you. And they just shove like a wooden eyeball into him. And it, like the pupil's crooked and it's aiming up that way. I haven't ruled out that they do something nice for him. Like, well, I think Colin would be able to read it knowing that the eye is supposed to be like that.
No, I don't think so.
If the eye is meant.
Puts the eye.
Then Colin's like, oh yeah, his eye is crooked, so that makes sense. It's supposed to be. But with Superman, when his eye aims in two different directions...
Maybe that's his power.
Superman... Well, you can see. According to comic books, how you fly... Every comic book says, whenever they're teaching somebody, is that you have to steer with your eyes.
So maybe he just wants to go both places.
Superman cannot do that.
Well, only if he's drawn by Rags Morales.
Yeah.
And we don't know if Superman doesn't have a glass eye. We don't know.
Is Superman good at all?
No.
No?
No. No, I mean, they're good. I mean, it's better than almost every Marvel book, but it's not where I think it should be. It's like a third of Batman.
Do they drop more when Scott Lobdell took over?
No, Superman never really did that well.
Well, how about Action Comics?
Action's coming down. But it's coming down.
It helps.
I'm dropping that after that.
I dropped Action already. I couldn't take it.
I just want to see when the Scott... what's it called? Snyder. I'll try that when it comes.
Yeah, I think that
my thought on Scott Snyder is I understand what they're trying to do with. They're trying to market a book towards the movie, so they're bringing out a book called Man of Steel.
Right.
Why don't you just save the book that you already have now and put Scott Snyder on it? Being that it's.
Well,
because
they have a history of doing that, coming out with a new book for the guy, you know, a new writer.
I guess. But how long is that going to last? That doesn't seem to ever work, though, because whenever you bring out a book...
Well, I would have thought Avengers Assemble would
have
died by now.
Does the book have anything to do with the movie? Or is it just the same title?
I think it's just the same title.
Yeah. Just to use the title.
Because, I mean, they're just going to... The problem is with, like, what Snyder does is he goes in and he tells, like, a dark tale about something, and then, like, you know, they'll take him off of it, and then whoever they bring in...
Yeah. That's what I feel like...
Probably, like, what's going to happen to Swamp Thing, like, after issue 18 when he leaves?
Right.
That's
right.
The thing.
And like, who are they going to bring in? Who's writing Swamp Thing after this?
Charles Soulet.
Who's that?
Ask some guy Matt knows.
Matt knows him?
Well, talk to him online.
Oh.
Well, I mean, you can have a girlfriend that's just online now, so maybe Matt can talk to the guy online. That seems reasonable.
I'm not going to talk to a souffle.
But does this guy written anything before?
Yeah. Yeah, he did. He's done a couple things. He did that 27 book. But nothing mainstream that I know of.
She was making.
I just don't. I mean,
he just figured out. He's looking at you like, what is her? She
the Doctor Who reference, the souffle and the souffle girl, and
what's her name? Kara.
Oswald.
What's with DC taking people off books that are good and putting on people that you've never heard of at all? That doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, like what? Like Snyder's leaving Swamp Thing because he's leaving Swamp Thing to do Superman.
Well, he wrote his story. It's kind of like the whole thing with iVampire that you were talking about. He wrote his story that he was wanting to do with Swamp Thing.
Well, the iVampire guy said they told us in advance enough they were going to cancel so we can finish telling the story the way we'd want to tell it.
Right.
They would have kept writing iVampire.
But you know what? I don't think they did that just because they were trying to be nice to him. I think they just wanted to have something to sell and trade.
Could be.
What, iVampire?
Their trade numbers were good on iVampire, they said.
I think they wanted to at least finish the trade, because if they didn't finish it, and they had it left open, that trade would not sell as well as it would. It would sell something, I'm sure.
I mean, it's,
but if
it, you
had
unfinished,
have
the people in the can,
unfinished over finished, they're going to buy the finished more than they're going to buy an unfinished trade.
Yeah.
But who else did they, didn't they change the artist and the writer on Batwing?
Yeah, I don't know about the artist. I mean, artists change all the time. Winnick took over. Or no, it was Winnick, and then...
Now it's somebody else.
Somebody else, yeah.
Now it's somebody else writing this
He left for some reason. I don't... They never tell you why.
I don't know how that book has lasted as long as it has.
The first arc was good. Yeah.
But after that, it hasn't. And that's what's weird, because a lot of these books, some of them did have first good starts, and they started to get bad, like I Vampire, for one. And they've been canceled. I don't understand why this Bat book has made it as long as it has.
What, Batwing?
Yeah. I think the start has been good.
It is a little niche book, which is nice. Yeah. You know, it's a black lead.
Well, Vampire
It's a Bat book.
But that's why I was surprised about it.
Yeah, but it's doing... I don't know. I enjoyed it for a while. I don't want to say I gave up on it, but I can't read everything.
You were the one who suggested it.
Yeah, I liked it at the beginning.
It was good.
I've read every issue of Batwing. Batwing's been fine. I mean, it's had its high points and its low points, but there's never been an issue where I've read it and gone, oh, this is awful. This is like, this has jumped the shark. Like I'm already thinking about Thunderbolts. I read Thunderbolts 1, 2, 3. It's like the third one. It's like, what are we doing? Like, where's this team going?
That's been kind of sad.
It's like, you know what I mean? It's like, and all new X-Men looked terrible to me, but it's been great.
Yeah.
Did Threshold come out?
Yeah.
How was that? Did you read it? Have you heard anything about it? Did Selga? Threshold kind of seemed out of nowhere.
Yeah, it absolutely did.
So, I don't really understand why. The story starts in that annual of New Green Lanterns.
Right.
New Guardians, which I was surprised about because when I'm reading I don't like that
they
as
an
annual.
You saw off guard, you didn't even put one in my folder.
Of what?
New Threshold.
Oh, I didn't. I'm sorry.
New 52, number one. It says New 52 on it.
I apologize. I didn't realize it was a New
52.
What'd
they cancel to make room for the
you
New
52?
I don't think so.
You know why you didn't realize it?
I thought it was like an anthology. I didn't know
what
to make of
that. See, that's the thing. Well, you know why? Because they've gotten rid of the waves, which I think the waves were helpful in understanding,
this
is it.
Here's the stuff coming
out. But now
it's
so sporadic that it's just like...
But like, nothing got canceled. Like, that defeats the whole purpose
of 52.
Right. But like right now...
What did Threshold replace?
I think because they're canceling DC Comics Presents and iVampire, they didn't have anything to replace those two.
So Threshold.
Specifically. So, yeah. So I don't know. It wasn't even Threshold. It, like... You know, Justice League of America, Katana, and Vibe.
I don't know where they're doing.
I don't think they're holding to 52 titles.
They're
going to
go again and get Vibe a book, even Katana.
And I love that they're promoting it as spinning out of Justice League of America that hasn't come out either. Yeah.
But like, what has a better chance of being successful? iVampire, which is like.
Or Vibe.
Well, iVampire at least is a vampire, a horror book. You know, it has a place.
Well, as you said, niche. It has a niche. Vibe is not going to have a niche.
I mean, I realized what was... You looked up the numbers on iVampire. It was like the 150th best-selling book or something.
Yeah.
But there's how many books do you have on the shelf over there?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? To be the 150th best-selling book...
Isn't bad. Isn't horrible.
The only way Vibe is gonna do it, if this is really stretching it, is if... For some reason, he's the key point of this whole Justice League of America. That's the only one.
But who's going to want to read Justice League of America?
Exactly.
Vibe
so that's
is your key point.
That's the thing. Sign well, it depends, up. I guess, how...
Okay, well, Donnie's excited.
I can say that if a writer has an idea for a character or it's a good idea, then maybe it might work that way. But...
When it's editorial-driven...
Come on, do you have a character that creates earthquakes?
I know nothing of
Justice
Vibe.
League of the Justice League of America makes no sense to me. Like I don't, we don't need that's
well,
the
did
book
you read
that
Justice
did,
League,
the new one,
yeah,
from today,
yeah,
no,
okay,
I didn't read any books
read
from
that,
today because normally when we come, you say let's not talk about books from today,
right? No. I'm just saying because that they kind of make their first appearance in there,
but it strikes me so much of the Justice League book that was selling for nothing with the characters that nobody cared about before the relaunch, before they put the Big Seven back together. They had, you know, who was on Justice, like, there was nobody on Justice League.
It was Nightwing and Donna Troy and...
But people who want to read a Nightwing book are going to read Nightwing.
Right.
They don't need to read Justice League of America.
Yeah.
I mean...
Well, they're already, I feel like they're going to do something with this. I was talking a little bit about that at the beginning, too. I feel like they're going to have something big that they're writing with this. With connecting the two, you know, you got DC's Brian Michael Bendis on it, Geoff Johns, so they have something here. But
I'm sure they have something.
You know
fun,
what it reminds me of? It reminds me of what they did with Civil War. When I say that, I mean like good, you know, kind of a not what do I want to say? The non-official Justice League, which is Batman and all of them that aren't being supported by America, and then you have their supported one, but they're misguided. They don't have what it takes to really be Justice League, you know. But they're part of the
Gold
country.
Dust.
You know what's funny though?
Gold Dust.
Is Gold that Rush. Team? That's yeah. Gold Rush.
Gold Rush. I'm sorry. Gold Rush.
Gold Dust was a wrestler.
You're right. I'm sorry.
If Gold Dust was in this, I'm all in. I mean, I'm already buying the box set of the number ones, but I might read issue two. That box set is probably just going to go in my basement.
Going to open up the box set?
No, I'm just going to put it in my basement. I mean, if it comes sealed in a box, I'm not opening it. It's bagged and boarded for me already. What do I have to do? Mm-hmm. You know? There's mint, books. Brand new. I can always call it mint in the box.
There you go. Fair enough.
So.
But yeah. I don't even know what we were talking about now.
Gold Rush.
Gold Dust.
Gold Dust.
Gold Dust.
It started off when I came in for the tail end of Marvel Now. It's a conversation.
Right.
Somehow we
right.
started talking about WWE.
No, that was my fault, and I veered us there. I apologize.
That's all right. But Marvel Now, we talked about it earlier. You can't have a book be on issue 4 when another book's on 10.
That's one nice thing about with the DC stuff is you know everything's on 16s this month. Whereas, yeah, we have one that's 4, another one, the first one is only at 3. We still have number
one. This reminds me a lot of this Before Watchmen, which I can't get into because it's been 8 months of Before Watchmen, and it's not over yet. It's like at some point you really, like, I can understand the draw and waiting it out and everything is exciting, but they could have also just pumped it all out and made the same amount of money.
Yeah.
Maybe more.
What, you don't like the delay that they've had on some of the issue?
For what? Before Watchmen?
Yeah.
I quit reading it because I was buying, like, issues, and I was like, why do I want to wait, like, 8 weeks to read? I don't want to wait 8 weeks to read a book I want to read. I don't want to wait 6 weeks. I also don't like bi-weekly shipping. Yeah. Give me a book a month.
I don't know what happened within the last
Is everybody's
few
doing so many different things?
I understand when the Kubert died.
I understand the Kubert died, they had an issue there. And they
and around Christmas it got a little warm. Yeah.
I don't know what happened just recently.
No, I know.
And then the delays make it even the worse. But, like, Uncanny Avengers, like, the first Marvel Now book, the first
came
one.
Came out in October.
The big one. Here's the first one. After issue 2, well, we're behind schedule.
Yeah.
How can you be behind schedule after issue 2?
Yeah.
Issue 2 was late.
You know, how can you be behind schedule after issue 1?
It's very weird. And me and Colin were talking about this afternoon with books. They keep bringing out so many of them that I don't think the interest is there because build-up develops interest in these books that if it takes a month to come out, people are more excited to get it next month because, and you brought up the example, Colin, about Walking Dead, that last month you saw that something happened to Carl. And now you're waiting for that next issue, which
makes anticipation.
The anticipation is building it up.
And like
you've
said so many times, like, I mean, I could have gone out of my way a little bit more than I did to find the issue, but I wanted to read all new X-Men. And I didn't decide to read it right away. And then I read reviews and I heard good things from people like Matt and Dan and stuff. And you said it was good. Everyone's saying it's good. Everyone's saying this is a really good book. And that looked terrible to me. So I'm like, well, I'm going to try to read it. Well,
I'm out. Yeah.
You don't have twos. You don't have threes because they were, you know. You had to order those before you got one sales in.
Well, even like Avengers came out this week. Number 4 is next week. It's like,
I mean, but then you can't get them in. So now we're waiting for second prints and third prints. You haven't even gotten second prints of number 3 in yet. It comes out next week.
Yeah.
So finally, like I was missing issue 3. And instead of like driving all over town or going on eBay ordering something, I was like, I'll buy that variant.
I feel like they're trying to screw everything up on like that. The build up. Rare the comic is.
And so they can announce sellouts.
I brought up not too long ago to you that the paper, everybody looks at it and says it's a bad thing. I started thinking about it and I said, well, what if they're only doing that to build up the rarity that these are harder to take care of
you
now?
You can't get them in.
Thus,
yeah.
You know, they'll be more rare because,
paper.
Yeah,
they
exactly.
Won't. I mean, there's virtually almost anything you buy now.
Yeah.
Will never be worth money ever because it's such a niche. Like everybody who wants a 1 in 100 variant buys a 1 in 100 variant. There's never people actively seeking 1 in 100 variants.
Yeah. Well, I can't really. Nothing's going to be like the price. Well, I can't even say that because like, Walking Dead for one, I mean, Walking Dead number one, how much is that barking worth right now?
But only because of the TV show.
It's harder though now. Yeah.
It's flying high. I mean, if I had it, I'd sell it in a heartbeat. If I had a Walking Dead, I would not be holding on to it. So it would be worth more next year. I would have sold it last year.
Well, you know what? The thing is with old comics are that the reason why older comics are worth so much is because nobody knew at that time when they were coming out that they were going to be worth that. Let's say everybody bought it. Well, if everybody had it, what builds up the collector's value of it? But being that nobody took care of it, like you said, and
there was no bag,
everybody's
no
mom threw it away, thinking it was just a magazine, and there were things to build up that rarity. But now, how much, you know, compared to what they were printing years ago and what they're printing now destroys that, because how many prints are they making of books anymore compared to what they were printing then? It's very small. So that's the rarity.
Numbers are down. Like, I mean, there's probably some comic books now that sell less than they sold.
Oh yeah,
like, you know, 50 years ago.
But I have to say, it's
there
amazing.
Were a lot less books. So you can't really like. I do like when I see people, you know, comparing. Oh, Superman used to sell a million.
There was like
and stuff.
Eight
well,
comic
yeah,
books.
Exactly. Now you had to read 500 new books in it, you know, a month.
And that's because, you know, that split in the 80s that comic books changed right in the 80s that went somewhere else that Superman couldn't go that he could go in. Before that time. And frankly, I think Watchmen is the blame for that, a lot of that.
Very little.
It isn't a bad thing. Because you can make Superman into something else. They just choose not to.
I just want to burn all the Watchmen books.
Hey, now.
But the thing about...
talking about burning stuff in a paper store. Come on.
I mean, he's a paid Colts. Maybe that's just what he's thinking of.
Oh. Think of I'll snuggle you here.
The amazing thing...
I thought we were waiting, but all right.
...is that... Walking Dead, an image book, is Walking Dead 100 was able to top all these books.
Well, yes and no. I mean, it was, but because they did 8 covers and
guess that does too.
I mean, but still, I bought 9 covers.
Right.
For somebody who's not part of the big two, that's still something. I mean, DC could have done that, which they are, with Justice League of America. They're bringing out 52 covers for Justice League of America. They're trying to do that.
Mars Attacks had 100 covers, didn't it?
But it would do pretty well. I think for Image...
50-some. One for each card, yeah.
Image is getting up there, I feel. I mean, maybe they don't have the characters, but they're getting up there with the big two, I think. I think they have a lot of books that are out right now, and they're, you know...
Well, if I was going to try something new, I wouldn't look for some oddball DC or Marvel thing. I would try something new from one of the lesser brands.
Exactly.
The problem with DC and Marvel, and I mean, they're a business, they want to make money, so they keep making stuff and they keep making money. And as soon as a book doesn't make money, like, look at DC, they relaunched 52 books. They relaunched 52 books, but they still had other books not going, like, you know, the Gears of War book didn't stop, and other books kept their numbering going. And they've added more books. I mean, DC publishes, you know, let's just say 60 books a month. You can't make 60 good books.
Yeah.
You're not making 60 good books. You don't have enough good characters. You don't have enough good ideas. And, like, at some point, you're like, you know, if you like capes, capes only go so far. Like, you know, like Walking Dead. Walking Dead is the, like, DC doesn't publish. DC would never publish a Walking Dead book. Like,
well, they might, through Vertigo.
Yeah.
Well, wasn't Vertigo's going away? I mean,
well, not necessarily.
So DC owns Vertigo where they put all these, like, stories, but. There's a large branch of comics, like, you know, even in, what's the one that just came out today? It has all the little curse words blocked out in black. Uncanny X-Force?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they block everything out. Like, Marvel won't go. Marvel can't have swear words in the book. Why can't you have swear words in the book? Like,
well, they can't have smoking in it either.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, but it's so protective of an image. What's the image? Like, it's a comic book.
Exactly.
You're selling stuff to people in a comic. If people don't want won't buy it.
Well, especially if you put a rating on the comic book.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't understand why that even exists. I mean, maybe when ratings weren't on comic books and you had it and it was, well, you know, that they were trying to say, well, you're promoting kids to smoke by putting smoking advertisements into your comics, basically. Now that you have a rating on these books, that protects them.
That was all Quesada. Like, I think his dad died of.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So
it wasn't.
That's why,
that's, you're yeah. right. Yeah. Weird. I mean, who's Nick Fury and Wolverine if they don't have a cigar in their hands?
Well, that's why they got rid of Nick Fury.
Because he couldn't smoke.
Now they have his non-smoking son.
That's kind of harsh, you know. They could have just put up some non-smoking signs. No, they just have to get rid of his character completely.
Killed him right off.
Lousy. They just even took his son's eye just to prove that.
Yeah, but at some point you reach your saturation level of the big. At some point you reach your saturation level of the big two, and you have to go to someplace else. Like if you want to read Last of the Greats or Fatal or Walking Dead or Punk Rock Jesus, like you have to get out of the big. And I don't even consider Vertigo. I mean, DC owns Vertigo, but really,
I just think some of these independent names though have kind of made more of a name of them for themselves, especially Image recently. I don't think they had so much of that last year. I mean, if you go onto eBay and you look up some Image books, you have number ones that are actually selling for a pretty amazing price. Now, they do have good creators on them, like Brian K. Vaughan is on Saga, but right. I mean, something like that is Sega. Right now saying, yeah.
Sega.
The Thank number you. One is Sega. is number one selling, you know, for a high price. I don't know. I think that's kind of cool.
You know what I see? Just Chew 1 just went for like a grand.
Yeah.
What did?
Chew number 1.
Oh, I thought you meant Saga. Mm-hmm. No. It's like, holy shit, I'm getting on eBay right now.
Well, Saga might get to that point, according to what they're saying. It's, you know, a lot of these Image number 1s are doing pretty good. But I think Walking Dead is, as he said, because of the TV show.
Man. Oh, Walking Dead.
And then Chew is because there's supposedly going to be a TV show done by the same people.
Yeah, that's a lot to do
so
with that.
So that's where a lot of that hype is coming from.
Yeah, I mean, you see these spikes in value of things. Like, Walking Dead number 1 will never hold the value that it's at. Chew number 1 will never hold the value that it's at. It won't. I mean, it just won't.
No, unload it while you can.
I mean, it just won't happen. I mean, there's just not, like, you know, 50 years from now, will it go up? Yeah, but it won't be worth as much as it is, like, you know, like, what Walking Dead 1 sell for? Like, over $1,000. Yeah. You know what I mean? 50 years from now, it might go for over $1,000, well, but it's just not going to go for $50,000.
Well, it's not in anything with collecting. It's only worth as much as somebody's going to pay for it.
Well, but I mean, like,
so if it does for any reason, I mean, there's so many things that could happen to have the price on that book change for some reason.
The TV show is going to get stale at some point.
And then the interest is going to
go down.
And it could go down, but let's say something else happens, and I don't know what could. I'm not saying it's going to, but if something else could happen that says, okay, it can go back up for whatever reason. Let's say something else comes out. Let's say, you know, they decide to make a movie or something. It could bring it up. There are possibilities. Is it going to happen? I don't know. I can't say that.
The thing you have to ask yourself is like, look at Batman. Batman's like an icon. Like, Batman's been relaunched how many times? How many different movies? How many different actors? When Walking Dead's done, they're not going to be, like, relaunching Walking Dead. No. They're not going to be like, let's get a new actor for Rick. Yeah. Let's start over at the beginning. Like, it's good, you know. They've relaunched Batman, like, 3 times. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, you know, even Superman. They relaunched Superman 3 times. Like, there's certain brands that are going to, you know, stay forever and then... At some point, Walking Dead's going to be gone. And, I mean, don't get me wrong. There will be a collectible nature for it, and people will find it, and people will watch it, and people will be into it. You know, like, Star Trek stuff. People find Star Trek all the time, and they watch it.
Yeah,
people get back into Doctor Who after a while. I mean, stuff comes back. It's just not going to be...
Well, I can't really say it can't be, because anything could come back, and somebody could put on, you know, do something with it, and...
I mean, I just don't ever think you're going to see a reboot of Walking Dead.
I don't know how they would. You're right. That's the thing. I can't see
It's a story about zombies.
I mean, you can't predict anything how it's going
to
happen.
You just try to make a comparison to Doctor Who.
Well, Doctor Who's got Regenesis built into the show.
But think about it. Like, when it was started, it was just some, like, weird sci-fi series that nobody really liked. And then all of a sudden,
they
rebooted it, and then it was still kind of super awkward for a couple years, and all of a sudden, boom. It's like the hottest thing, you know?
It was gone for decades. Like, it was off the air for, like, 10 years here and 8 years here and different things.
Yeah, but, like, still the same thing. Like, it just wasn't around, and then all of a sudden...
But the whole premise of Doctor Who is to explain different actors and different gaps and different, like, the whole show had a great premise to begin with.
But that's the thing. I think that things can just, anything could happen. It's something that you can't predict. But you're right. Like, Walking Dead, I can say probably how would I be interested, but 10 or 20 years from now, they could all of a sudden say, you know what, let's bring that Walking Dead TV show back and we'll change some of the actors. And it could make off, take off as a hit. And that book that was out years ago, somebody develops an interest in it and says, hey, there was a book made a long time ago. I want to pick that book up. Now it's worth somebody to something. Now how much are you going to put a price on that? Well, you're not going to let it go for cheap. Because they can't, you know, that's just how, I mean, that's just how a lot of those things, the prices go up. It could and it could not. I mean, it's different, though. It really is. I mean, the rarity of it then and the popularity of it, you know. How rare is it? How popular is it? That's just what you have to decide. But no, you're right. I mean, I totally
agree.
Dallas,
the TV show's back on TV.
But there's so many variables.
I mean.
Yeah, you're right.
Dallas there's is the greatest show going.
Sean Wheatley.
In the
80s. Oh, sorry.
Does Sean Wheatley like it? See in Dallas?
He's been watching all the old seasons.
Of Dallas? In preparation for the new season of
I don't
TBS?
Know if in preparation, but he's been doing them season by season.
But that's where you're right, though. That's the point where it could say, I could, you know, restart something up and thinking it's going to be a success, and it isn't. But then sometimes it could be. So you never know. It's one of those unknowns.
I wouldn't be surprised if at some point, I would not be surprised if at some point in Walking Dead, every character that we started with, Rick, Carl, they're all dead.
Yeah.
And we pick up a whole new clan of people, and they're like Rick and Carl have some blowout, and everybody dies in a blaze of glory from our side.
Walking Dead.
From that we side that we know. The whole, like, you know, they finally meet up with somebody that they don't know, and they battle it out, and Carl's dead, and Rick's dead. Everyone's dead. And we get these new characters walking up and go, oh, they were just people like us. And then that's the new crew that we pick up and start. I could see that happening at some point
to definitely kind
of reboot the interest in the comic to some degree.
That's how you lose a lot of people, too.
Exactly.
Because it's like you pick it up and you look at it and you're like, this isn't mine anymore. Mm-hmm. That's how I felt after 100. I was like, because he was my favorite character. And I looked at it and I was like, this barely is my, I don't know how to go on. From here.
I mean, go back and rereading the earlier. Like, there's people you don't even remember. They kill so many people in that comic book. It's like, who'd we start with? Who were we with?
I'll tell you the best example of, you know, how things is reboots. How many reboots are out there? If reboots didn't work, which I think it's the dumbest idea ever, the reboot everything and nobody's being more creative. If they didn't work, they wouldn't do them. And it does. It works and it generates interest and waiting, you know, 10 years and decided, hey, let's bring that idea back. That anything that had that name on it from the original stuff brings up the price.
If the new show is incredibly successful.
Yeah. Are we going to say that it's never going to drop? No, it'll drop. It'll drop because nobody's won it. This guy wants to get rid of it for whatever he can because he can't make any money on something else.
Oh, yeah.
I would love
to go to a garage sale and find a box of some kid's Walking Dead comic back in the day. Because, you know, when they read it, when it came out, I mean, you could have bought it, read 50 issues. Right. Nobody cared. Mm-hmm. You could have gone away to school. Nobody knows anything. I mean,
you know what? A good example is
with Chew. I mean, Chew's going for all kinds of money. It's the same type of thing. Those are stuff that wasn't. It was just, you know. Okay.
I know. I hate thinking
sell
about
those
that.
Comic books I had.
Because I bought the first trade being like, oh, this isn't something that I really care about reading in issues. Like, I literally saw it when it was like issue 3 or 4. And I was like, man, this is an interesting idea, but I think I'll just wait for the trade to come out. And like literally issue 1 was right in front of me. And if I would have just picked it up, I would be $1,000 richer right now.
I'd be selling it in a heartbeat.
Ugh, my head hurts.
Well, I think I had it. I sold it for $3. What was that?
You had it.
Count.
You probably did have it.
Oh, yeah.
How many of you probably had in here? You probably had a bunch.
Yeah. Not a ton, but.
And he kept one just to put on the shelf one day.
No.
When he sees the price goes up really high.
I hoard one of every issue that comes in.
Down there with Pat, he's running that.
Yeah, well, Pat.
That
yeah.
downstairs factory right yeah. now.
Well, I'm having him redraw them all.
It's written by Goblins and Pat.
Right now? No, right now, no.
Goblins. Goblins and
Goblin
Pat.
Goblin Sweatshop.
Exactly. Why do you have goblins?
All right.
That's the time to...
No, I think that's a good way to finish. Why do we have goblins?
Okay. We have a gorilla downstairs.
Right. Well, and we used to have goats, but... Jeremy.
Jeremy, let him out.
Okay.
Let him watch the store one time. Hey, you have that coming up, don't you? Your Texas...
Yes, end of February. We'll figure out how that's going to work.
Who's maintaining this place?
I don't know.
It's not going to be Megan, is it?
No, God, no.
He's like, I don't want to.
He's just
going to
give you the keys and be like, you're in charge.
Party.
we're never going to have any more goats.
Exactly. Right. Goats will all be gone. Okay. Well, that's good. We'll talk at you next week. Wow, we did like an hour and a half. Holy cow. See ya.
Than a bullet leaping buildings in a single bound. Came from out the shadows, cause that's how we get down. I'm in your town. Walk between billionaires and evil scientists. Sorcerer supreme, all the teenagers are buying this. Gamma radiation, nobody could mess with this. Hold steady with venomous symbiotes in my penmanship. Your friendly neighborhood MC back on the scene. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry. All I'm seeing is green and red and blue. I hold the shield for America when a soldier out Siberia. Rocking any microphone that's near to ya. Clobbering it till in the coffin you sit. Agenda for extinction, bring out the horsemen of the apocalypse. Part of an evil brotherhood, acolytes that believe. Super friends who make beats and cats that MC. It's the area code to the planet that we protect. The Infinity Watch is now back in effect. Now, put your hands up like this. For all the vigilantes in the streets taking a risk. For all the heroes undercover ducking, pressing the pigs. For all the villains that he's scheming on that doomsday tip. That's how we do it. Superpowered MC who can spit, that's how we do it. Superhuman on these tracks that I flip. Yeah, cause you ain't seen it quite like this. Because that's how we do it in the 616. Like my ruby quartz shades and my colored rings. Laser scope rifles ain't concerned with them other things. These rappers wanna talk about ice chains and fancy cars. Me, I'm trying to build mansion in Asgard. And from the Hellfire Society, studio is Cerebro. Mind patterns and rhyme, cause I rap about what I feel though. You hear the rhythm and you're hearing the track. I'm here to take it back to days of future past in my rap. I'm the Stan Lee of the streets. Demand things when I speak, like your attention and respect when I jam these in the beats. And my tape deck pops, my mixtapes still rock. They're in your system, that's what Soundwave's telling me on the block. Ricky Bobby Drift's the only ice that I rock with. And mental telepathy is the only style that I talk with. Close your eyes, you can listen up in your mind. During this song, been freestyling there the whole time. Now, put your hands up like this. For all the vigilantes in the streets taking a risk. For all the heroes undercover ducking, pressing the pigs. For all the villains that he's scheming on that doomsday tip. That's how we do it. Superpowered MC who can spit. That's how we do it. Superhuman on these tracks that I flip. Yeah, cause you ain't seen it quite like this. Because that's how we do it in the 616. Drop the beat out. I'm gonna go Pietro on these cats, right? Yeah. Spitting a rhythm that nobody's getting. I'm down to the infinite watches. The wisdom will babble these women and children. I'm ripping tracks. I go Mark 5 with a power pack. Hawkeye, what I'm aiming at. Stop time, watch your chain react. Can't lie, I'm a brainiac. Little they know, I'm still in the show. I'm filling the streets, unlimited flow. The second of Doc Ock when I'm killing it, yo. Please, shots to your chest. You're rocking a vest like Cable did. I'm hungry as Wally West at a kitchen table. Nobody will save you, kid. I'm Frank with a gun. I'm Hank with his son. I'm Rob when I skip lunch eating rappers, man. So thanks for the gum. I'm Stark's wallet back before all these banks had a run. I'm Lex Luthor when I rap. I'm trying to blank out the sun. Cause all I see are friendly faces and shifty eyes. Keeping these anonymous commenters honest. Making them realize. You love to hate me on the net when I try. That's why you get no love when you're up on my block. Now, put your hands up like this. For all the vigilantes in the streets taking a risk.